Hello and welcome to the Morning Espresso. My name is Daniel Swain. I am a freelance web designer, developer, and I would like to thank you for listening to my podcast. I've been in business now for about 14 years, and this podcast is strictly dedicated to freelancers and anyone who's in the creative space. I like to take and talk about some of the stories and how I've been able to stay in business for 14 years. Some good, some bad, some sad, some happy. But in all, just really good experiences. On Friday, which is today, January the 6th, I usually like to talk about finances. One of the things that is a huge myth is a lot of freelancers are the thought that a freelancer is not making enough money to sustain themselves. That cannot be the furthest of the truth. There's several articles, and you can kind of Google them to see. But you'll find that 70% of the freelancers that fail, it wasn't because of a lack of bringing in money. A lot of it was how they managed their money, how they managed their resources, and in some cases, how they managed their workload. And so I like to always sit back on Fridays and kind of discuss some ways in which I've used to kind of keep me in business for 14 years. I think one of the first lessons that I learned was it's not a hobby, it's a business. And you got to treat it as such. And one of the ways in which you treat it as such is to have a business bank account and allow that bank account to pay all your business obligations. Make sure that that's the account that is receiving all your transactions from business. Have it tied into or get you a local CPA. I always recommend, as you have heard on some of my previous podcasts, to go out and get you a hard CPA to kind of help you with regards to your business funds. There's several softwares that can kind of help you with regards to taxes and everything else that is associated with it being in business. And I recommend that, you know, you take full advantage of those. Having a business account, one of the things I think is kind of something that a lot of people don't talk to. Newbies or neophytes in the creative space are freelancers, is that because a lot of us did not get a crash course in how to run a business from an economic standpoint, a lot of us are learning it on the fly and on the go. Some of us succeed just out of failure, our fear of failure. Others of us do take the time to read up on how to be a really good business leader and find really great ways in which they're able to do that. One of the things that I learned a long time ago, and I learned it from my business mentor, I was very blessed to get one about 14 years ago, was to turn around and do just a really basic exercise. It's kind of a hard exercise, but really basic. And I just wrote down all my expenses for the past 6 months with regards to my personal. Every dollar that came in the door, and even if it was an ATM charge, I just put it in a miscellaneous thing. And I found out really quickly that we were spending probably more than we were making, but because we had a guarantee or an amount that was always coming into our account, we was kind of able to live that way. But I started breaking it down to, okay, what is an expense that is necessary? You know, mortgage, electric, water, and stuff like that. And I started writing it down, and I kind of did the average of the 6 months and figured out, okay, this is how much it takes for my family to survive. And I just kind of wrote down a list of things I thought was really necessary. And then I turned around and made up a, I took like about 20% and said, okay, I want to put 20% more than that amount. And it was kind of the amount that I knew I needed to take care of my personal obligations. And then I turned around and again looked at some expenses that were kind of grandfathered in as far as my business was concerned. And I wrote those down and said, okay, this is what's needed with regards to making sure I stayed in business. And that, and I added those two together and said, okay, that's how much I needed to be in business. And what I started doing was just going out and working hard. And I always give people the example. This is a really good example. And so Let's say when you put those two numbers together, say 1500 of it is personal and 500 is your business, so you know you need to bring in $2,000. And say this is January, which it is, so you have a great month, you get $10,000 in sales in the door. And so what I would do is not try to spend $10,000, but I'd go out and spend, you know, put the $2,000, $1,500 to my personal, $500 to my business. Of course, that would leave me, let's just make it even more difficult. Say it's $3,000, so say it's $2,000 for your personal and $1,000 for your business. So you brought in $10,000, so you got $7,000. Let's say the following month, in February, you bring in $2,000 in sales. Well, 2 + 7 = 9, so you got $9,000 in the bank, and you spend $3,000 on your bills, so it leaves you $6,000. And so, let's say in March, you bring in another $2,000, so $6,000, which is what was left in the bank, plus your $2,000 that you brought in, you got $8,000. You spend out $3,000, so you got $5,000 in the bank. And let's say April, you bring in again another $2,000 in sales. And you got $5,000 in the bank, 5 + 2 = 7, you spend $3,000, you got $4,000. And that's the way you want to operate your business. You do not want to turn around and operate your business based on what you bring in for that month. And if you do, you're going to find yourself at a feast of famine. And you're going to have a $2,000 month. And when you have that $2,000 month, you're going to struggle. It's going to probably cause some relationship problems. It's going to be causing you a lot more stress than what you need. It's always very difficult right now to bring on new clients. And so you just don't need the added stress. So, again, if you would just take that exercise and take it to heart, figure out what you need to put in your bank account with regards to making sure you can pay all your bills. And from that, make sure that you're bringing in enough money in order for you to be able to be successful. Once again, I'd like to thank the guys that are responsible for my podcast, WPCipedia. We'll get some information to them on the link. These guys help out with regards to updating themes, plugins, content, and a lot of other great things. And if you need the services, please look at the code in there, and hopefully that can help you out. Thanks so much, and you guys have a wonderful and blessed day.